It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now we're studying in the book of John. We're in chapter 21 of our study. And, you know, I can't get beyond this section of scripture right here without going back and looking at these apostles, these disciples, as they caught these fish in the net that Jesus had instructed them. He instructed them to cast the net to the right side of the boat and that they would catch fish. But I want you to notice something here, that as they cast this net out, let's go back and read verse 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples were in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. I see several things in these verses that I've just read. We can't go through all of those things that I've seen here and that is written in the Word of God. One thing I see is this. The net was so heavy and so full of fish that they could not bring that net into the boat. Well, that tells me, and let's look at it like this, if I could say it like this. Let's look at that ship, that boat, as the world. When they caught the fish, they could not bring that that net full of fish into the boat, into the world. You see, when people get saved, we don't tell them how to live like the world. We tell them to look in the Word of God, and it tells them that we are not of the world, that we are of another land, we are of heaven, and that we are not to be as the people who are not saved. We're to be different. Our lives are changed because we know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But notice now, as they could not bring the net into the ship, into the world, let's say, notice what they did. The Bible tells us here that Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Now, you notice what took place here. Jesus was there. Peter brought the net full of fish to land. And what he was actually doing, he was bringing those fish to Jesus. He was saying, look, we caught all of these because you told us how to do it. And we listened to you, and these fish, they really belong to you, Lord. Well, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. In verse 12, and none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? They knew Jesus because they had heard him speak, and he knew them. And rather than taking these fish, and we liken once again that boat to the world, instead of taking that fish, those fish into the world, we liken these fish to people who get saved. We don't tell them to go back into the world, or we don't tell them to get into the world, to stay in the world, but we bring them out. We help bring them out according to the Word of God. Jesus actually brings them out. We help them to find their way out. And then we say, Lord, here are the ones whom you have saved. We don't bring a saved person to the world. We bring that saved person to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't tell them that you must work in order to go to heaven. The Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy that he saved us. We let people know that they're not saved by works. They can't do enough on their own to get to heaven. They must have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And without Jesus Christ, we're nothing. These men had toiled all night long, these professional fishermen. They had toiled all night long, and they had caught nothing. But when they listened to the voice of the Lord, they caught so many fish in that net, they could not bring it in because there were so many of them. Now, once again, when someone gets saved, we don't tell them that they need to do the things of the world. We tell them the opposite. They need to be doing the things of God. And something else that I see in these verses, that as Peter dragged this net onto the land and dragged those fish to show to the Lord, the net was not broken. This also tells me that somebody says, well, how many people is going to go to heaven? I believe there's going to be so many that we can't even imagine how many people are going to be in heaven. There's going to be so many. Can we ever see so many people say that it's too many? Well, I believe this net is a representation that the net was so full here of these fish, it did not break. There is no way that we can witness too much for the Lord. We need to be giving it all our all. We need to be telling others about Jesus Christ. Well, is there a limit that Jesus can save? The Bible tells us that Jesus saves to the uttermost. That he is the one who's able to save every person in this world if they would simply come to him, faith believing that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's not going to be a time when Jesus said, when he says, I can't save anymore. We've got too many now. There's never going to be a time like that. And I believe that we're going to see that when we get to heaven. There's going to be so many people who have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And why is that? And how is that? It's because of faithful people of God, just like these fishermen, listened to the Lord here in this chapter 21. They did what he said. They caught fish. They caught the net full of fish. Why and how? It was because Jesus Christ had instructed them how to do it. And in his word, he's instructed those of us who are saved. He's instructed us as to how to bring lost souls to him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's with the heart that people believe unto salvation. And that's what Jesus has told us. That's how he says to fill the net. That's how he says to see people saved, is by trusting him as Lord and Savior. Now, if you do not know how to lead a soul to Christ, you need to get into the Word of God. You need to listen to his voice. You need to get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that preaches and stands on the Word of God. And they do not get away from that Word, but they stay. They don't get off on sidetracks and say, well, you can read this and it's the same as the Bible. That is not true. The Bible is the Word of God. The King James Bible is the God-inspired Word of God. It's God-breathed. And we need to get that through our minds and in our hearts today, that Jesus Christ has left us his word in the King James Bible. We read that, and that's what I've been reading to you as we've been going through this study in the book of John, is the King James Bible. There are no mistakes in the King James. There are no mistakes. And if you believe that there are mistakes in the Word of God, you need to get things right with God. First, you need to get saved. Secondly, if you are saved, you need to get things right with God. You need to get into the book, and you need to read it. Some people might say to me, and I've heard this before, well, there are mistakes in the Word of God or in the Bible. And first of all, I ask them what Bible they're reading. You see, the word Bible simply means book. And I ask them what book they've been reading. And many times they haven't even been reading the Word of God, the King James Bible. They've been reading some perversion that man says is the Word of God. And many times I fear that these people are lost because they have not trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then I see when they say, well, there are mistakes in the Bible. And I ask them, I say, well, how many times have you read the Bible? And many times these people will say, well, I've really not read that much of it. I've read a little bit of it, but there's mistakes there. And the moment they say that, I say, show me one. They cannot show me a mistake in the Word of God. If they believe that they found one and they do read it, then I immediately show them that they're wrong. And let me correct that. I don't show them. The Word of God shows them. Jesus Christ is the Word. God speaks to the heart and lets individuals know that He is right and that His book is the King James Bible, the Word of God. Get into the book. Let God lead you and train you and teach you the things that He wants you to know. And those things come from Him as we study and read the Word of God. Study the Word to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth. People who say their mistakes, that there are mistakes in the Bible, they are not rightly dividing the Word of truth, the Bible. And my advice to you is to stay in the Word, get in the Word, read the Word, study the Word, memorize the Word, and therefore when something comes along that someone tries to just put you down for being a Christian, you can come back and you can tell them by the love of God that they too can know the true Savior that's found in the true Bible, the King James Bible. Well, in chapter 21 of the book of John, remember, there can never be too many people saved. Heaven is a big place. Hey, you know, I've heard people say this now about the world. They say that the population is getting so great that the world's going to run out of room. Well, they may believe that in their minds, but God says that He has everything under control, that there's enough room for everybody. Everybody that's born into this world, there's enough room for everybody. And this world will never be too small for the people of this world. Now, there's coming a time when the world's going to be changed. The world is going to be changed. The Bible says that the heavens will melt with fervent heat and the earth is going to melt or be the world will be changed. And I believe that when that world is changed, that all sin will be gone. There's not going to be any remembrance of sin on this earth after the earth is changed. And this is something that you need to get into the book and you need to study it. You know, people look at Hollywood movies and they read science fiction books and they get really excited about seeing things that really are not real. But my advice to you is get into the Word of God and you're going to see things that are more exciting than a science fiction book. Why? Because the things we read of in the Scriptures, they are real. And it speaks to our hearts, especially when we're saved. And if you're unsaved, He speaks to your heart to get saved. And then He can speak to your heart as a saved person and help you understand the things of God more deeply than you've ever understood it before. Now, God loves you today. He loves each of us. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to be on our way to heaven. And saved person, remember, you may get tired of witnessing for the Lord. Yes, people get tired. They get weary. But don't quit. Keep on keeping on. Tell other people about Jesus Christ, and you can never win too many souls to Him. You can never bring too many souls to the Lord. Now, He does the saving. We do the telling. When we tell others about Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit convicts their heart and says, you need to be saved, and here's how to do it, then Jesus saves their souls. We are simply people who have been sent on a mission to save people. We're on a mission to tell other people about Jesus Christ. Did you ever hear about missionaries going to a foreign land and giving out the gospel? Well, you and I as saved people, we're in a foreign land right now. Our home is in heaven, and we need to be missionaries right here, where we're living, where we're at, and tell other people about Jesus Christ so they too can go to heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.